Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Built to Last. We're walking through each of our five core values, and this Sunday was reaching priority, this reality that as believers in Christ, we are missionaries. And I started off by talking about, you know, if for some of us you think about missionary and you're like, you define that as, okay, that's a person who is called by the Lord to go globally, cross-culturally, to take the gospel to unreached people groups, then yes, it would be true that not all of us are missionaries, that only a few of us will probably be called to do that. But I challenged our folks to really expand the definition of that to say, man, it's about living your life on mission. And in that sense, all of us are missionaries. When you're saved, you're sent. You're called to live your life on mission. And in this series, we've been looking at people in the scriptures who their lives sort of exemplified these values. And obviously, Jesus would be the supreme example for all of these. But outside of Christ, I think no one in the New Testament exemplifies reaching priority like the Apostle Paul. The man, if you know his story right, grew up very religious, very zealous, very passionate, a Pharisee, hated Jesus, hated Christians, persecuted the church, then got saved. And Jesus told him, God told him, I'm going to show you how much, you know, you're going to suffer for my name. And you're going to take the gospel to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish world. And so over the next three decades or so, the Apostle Paul went to 50 different cities, planted dozens of churches, right, made tons of disciples, and preached the gospel across the Roman world. And, you know, I said, look, I think for all of us, we need to recognize while we may not be called to do exactly the same thing that the Apostle Paul did, I think all of us can look at the way he prioritized the gospel and we can emulate that. Yes, we might not be apostles. Yes, we might not be called to, we may not go to 50 different cities and travel the entire world taking the gospel to new places. Some of us may. But all of us, I think, can emulate and should emulate him as he emulated Christ in making the gospel the priority. And so we talked through 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I tried to show this actually in 1 Corinthians 9, which may seem a little strange because in it, 1 Corinthians 8, Paul is addressing these questions that the Corinthians had about a number of things that were happening in their church. And they were talking about food, sacrifice to idols. And in chapter 8, he's talking about laying down your rights for the sake of your brother or sister in Christ. And then in chapter 9, Paul talks about how he lays down his rights for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the advance of the gospel. And he's talking about how some people in Corinth were challenging him and saying, man, this guy's not an apostle. He doesn't have that authority. And Paul says, man, I am an apostle. Jesus showed up to me directly. And he says, if I'm not an apostle to other people, at the very least, Corinthians, I'm an apostle to you because I came there, I preached the gospel, the response to the gospel was amazing. You guys have come to faith through my work in the ministry, God using me to bring the gospel to you guys. And so he talks about how he spent 18 months there. And during that time, Paul says, I had the right to take financial support from you guys for the work that I was doing, basically being your pastor. But Paul says, I gave up that right. So the entire time that Paul was there, he worked as a tent maker. That was his trade. And he worked double time, basically, to provide for himself. And he, as he's talking about this, the logic behind why he does what he does, he says, because I didn't want to put any obstacle for the advance of the gospel. I didn't want anything to hinder the gospel. He noticed, so Paul did take financial support and receive financial support from other churches. We know that at least from the Philippians, he received financial gifts and support in his ministry. But he sensed that in Corinth, that might be an obstacle to the gospel. And so he says, I didn't do it. I gave up that right because the gospel is more important to me than money or the exercise of my rights. He goes on and says, to the Jews, I became like a Jew. To the Gentiles, I became like a Gentile. To those outside the law, I became like one outside the law. To the weak, I became weak. And he says, all that I might save some. right? I just want as many people to hear the gospel and to come to know and love Jesus as possible. And so, you know, I clarified, Paul's definitely not saying that he's a people pleaser. I don't know if you've read the book of Acts and looked at the life of Paul. He's many things. People pleaser is not one of them. Everywhere he goes, people come to love Jesus and other people come to hate him. He gets stoned, he gets flogged, he gets imprisoned. Like he is not a people pleaser in any way, shape, or form. He is not talking about compromising the gospel. If you compromise the gospel, and this is popular, I think, in today's age, right? Well, you know, I want to try to win people to Jesus, but let's not talk about some of those really unpopular things in the Bible, because then people won't want to come to Christ. It's like, well, if you change the message, then you're not winning people to Jesus. You're winning them to a false gospel. If you change the words of Jesus, you're not winning people to the real Jesus. And so we can't compromise the gospel, can't compromise the message, and that's not what Paul did. What Paul would do, what he did do, is he say, man, I would lay down my rights. If I'm talking to a group of Jewish people and I need to change the starting place, okay, let's talk about the law. And let's talk about how we're freed from the law, how Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. If I'm talking to a Gentile audience and I take on some of their customs and they don't know the law. So I talk about creation and how Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. He would change his approach, and he had this freedom in Christ to say, man, if I need to tailor it this way, if I need to adopt a certain custom and adapt what I'm doing to a different circumstance, I have the freedom in Christ to do that. And I'm not worried about that. I'm not changing the gospel. I'm not compromising the message. The goal is I want to see the advance of the kingdom. I want to see people come to know and love Jesus. I don't want to put any obstacles in front of people, in front of the gospel. So the question that I ask to our folks on Sunday, the question I'll ask now is, to what degree in your life, to what degree are you prioritizing the advance of the gospel? In your life, to what degree are you prioritizing the advance of the gospel? When you meet other people, when you think about your family members or your friends, does their salvation, whether they have a relationship with Jesus or not, come to mind? When you look at your time and the way you spend your money, the way you just prioritize your life, where does the advance of the gospel, reaching other people for Christ, where does that fall on the priority list? And I just invited our folks. I said, man, if the answer to that question is, it's really low, like it's not much of a priority, than to take the time to repent of that, to say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to remember my gospel identity. And out of that, to have a reaching priority, to want to see other people turn from their sin, be saved from the wrath of God by the mercy offered in Jesus, and to experience the grace and the joy in Christ that I've experienced. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to think on that and to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you for the salvation we have in Jesus. Thank you for the way you love us in and through your Son. God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, will you help us to prioritize the advance of the gospel, to make our decisions in life through that grid, that we want to see your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, to care about the lost, to want to see them come to know and love Jesus. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.